So, dear brethren, it's been a full 2 days of convention. Wonderful blessings, some really powerful lessons, I think, been brought before our minds. A greater appreciation of our theme text and the time we're living in, and the realization of the closeness to the fulfillment of our hopes. And, you know, I think maybe we can look at this text even with greater feeling and understanding as we consider that seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? And certainly we want to be examples, ambassadors, as has been suggested already, and ones that helpful one to another, but also a witness to the world who doesn't have that hope. Perhaps we can offer words of comfort as these times darken and get worse. We had the theme discourse on that from our brother Alan, and we appreciated many of the helpful thoughts that were brought out in respect to our behavior there and how we can actually fulfill this text. And also, we appreciate Brother Ed Bush's efforts in the study and, you know, learning about where we are on the in this trouble, you know, the judgment of the earth on these financial, political, and ecclesiastical systems. We enjoyed, of course, as ecclesia, preparing for it, and we enjoyed hearing the comments of the brethren as well. And then we had the wonderful lesson from Brother Bill Ostrander on being strong and in good courage, and how timely that is, both not only for our the time we live in, but in our daily experiences. You know, we have to have that courage. And then Brother Rob, then we had the next day, the Justice and Mercy by Brother Allen. Very valuable principles for us to consider. And the one that sticks to my mind that I want to keep it for my mind, because it's really kind of a universal principle, and that is that these things are designed to bring benefit one another and the world of mankind, to bring them back in line with justice. And so love is a motivation of that. And there's so much more to be said about that, but that's we'll stop there. And then I really appreciate Brother Robert's lesson on Elijah and the types and pictures. He put into words a way I feel about the flow of events. And I just love the way he painted that picture for us. And it was very helpful. And the Lord knoweth them that are his. To have that seal, to be sealed by him, to have his signature. You know, people don't put their, there's sort of a thing where you don't sign your name to something you don't approve of, right? Or that doesn't represent you perfectly the way you would like to be represented. And so to have his signature would suggest that we have pleased him, and that's really a wonderful consideration and privilege if we strive to be faithful to that end. And one of the princes, you know, to think that we have that privilege to die daily like one of the princes, like Prince Jesus, our deliverer, our redeemer, our elder brother, our master. And we just full of blessing, and we appreciate each one of you attending. I was going to ask Brother Bill if he'll share with us a little bit of the online statistics, because we've had many brethren online. Brother Bill?
Sure. See if I can do it without yelling this time. There have been a total of 39 different connections, and one thing that's important to remember about the connections is it's oftentimes there's more than one brethren on a connection. So these is over the course of time, there's been 39 different connections, and many of the brethren have been here for a number of the discourses. That's averaged about five. So those who come have been able to participate in about five, and there's been an average of 19 across the weekend. So there's been many messages of love, and regrettably, I CUCME died only once, and it died with a bunch of it on the screen. So I'm sorry I can't convey that.
Thank you, Brother Bill. And I want to thank the not only the elders who served on the platform, but also those who served in the devotions, who are willing to open the service and participate in the prayer and in reading the manna and articles and so forth. And also, I'd like to thank the, I appreciate Sister Dionne's comment and her testimony about the piano players. We do appreciate the piano players very much. They add so much to the service and allowing us to sing praises to our Heavenly Father. And I know very humbly many feel that they don't play well. Well, we don't sing well, so. But we sing from the heart, and so and I know you play from the heart, and we appreciate your services. And we work with piano players pretty hard because they're a rare commodity and a valuable one. So we like to thank the hotel. Now, many of you probably have met Tina and Benita, who have been kind of the caterers or they've been hosting it, yes. And along with all the other folks here that have helped out. So when you see them downstairs, be sure to thank them for their service. They often go overboard in taking care of us. So with that, we'll close with Songs in the Night. Today's the 24th. I'll make sure I have the right day. May 24th. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. Psalm 37:23-24. Our text presupposes that in the class described, the human will has been transformed, that the divine will has been accepted as instead of the human, and that the child of God is seeking to walk in the ways of righteousness in which he has already started. And the proper thought to be gathered is that thus seeking to walk in the Lord's ways, God will not permit his imperfections of judgment to work him any injury, but will supervise his affairs, will overrule, so that every step he may take, although it be taken of his own will, his own volition, his consecrated will. Did I read that right? Judgment to work injury, but will supervise his affairs, will overrule so that every step he may take, although it be taken of his own will, his own volition, his consecrated will, however, shall be overruled for his good, for his development as a new creature in Christ. If he shall err in judgment and bring upon himself the consequences of his error, the Lord's wisdom and power are such that he can fulfill all the provisions of his promise and make even his blunders and weaknesses to so react as to strengthen his character and establish him in righteousness, developing in him by these and other experiences the fruits and graces of the Spirit, which will eventually fit and prepare him for joint heirship in the kingdom. Isn't that wonderful? The Lord will overrule even our blunders. And I know I need a lot of overruling there, so I'm thankful for that. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his ways. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his right hand. Psalm 37:23-24. And now let us close this convention with hymn 64. You may want to rise if you're able to stand. And